This is Marcy Schwartz, and we're still continuing the interview with Dr. Corinne Kress. We were talking about the Station House and the various services. You're still involved.
I'm co-chairing the endowment campaign with Ms. Rudy, who is our treasurer. Chief Financial Officer. And we have to raise another $1 million as of now, August 7th, 1997. And hope to do that within a year. I mean, we're asking for gifts to be given over a 5-year period.
Do you take small gifts as well?
Yes, absolutely. We have an annual Friends campaign. Provides a very important part of our operating budget.
Yeah.
And we send cards in honor of it, in memory, occasion cards. And we're very, very grateful for every small contribution.
How large is the organization? How many volunteers are there?
We don't have them. We haven't established a volunteer program, which is what we need. We're having a benefit, a showing of Miss Saigon at the Benedum on September 14th. How does she speak? Now, that's one of the things that we're starting right now, is a volunteer program. Actually, we're working on a benefit, which will take place on September 14th, a Sunday, a benefit showing of Miss Saigon. We have a big committee for that, so that, you know, gets people something involved. And any, please come. We have about 60 tickets left. It's going to be wonderful. The tickets, it's expensive. It's $125 a person, but we paid $65 for each ticket, so that's the way it has to be. But each one of these things, of course, gets the organization better known and gains support from more and more people.
I thought you were too.
I was going to, and I heard this click. How do you feel about your accomplishments as far as personal and as
I feel very good about it. I really do. I've heard so many of, not so many, but several of my friends say, who are academics or who are artists or who went to other things, and they say, oh, I wish I had done something really great. I never felt that way. And I think it goes back to, I used to feel that way, but I've become more satisfied with what I have accomplished, and I don't have any ambitions to accomplish anymore. I have a room full of wonderful research downstairs that I was going to produce this wonderful book about the Jews of Pittsburgh. Now, the one thing I want to do, hopefully I can do it this fall, is find through the various history departments, Pitt and Carnegie Mellon especially, a graduate student who is interested and who is looking for a topic and would like to do this. And I would be just thrilled to turn over what I have and to help that person
do
it. I'd love to do that. That would be a great satisfaction to me. But I was going back to Dr. Freehoff. Ruth asked at the beginning who influenced my life. This man really did. Because I heard him say so many times that every contribution to scholarship adds to the store of knowledge and is used by other people. So what I've done isn't anything definitive in itself, but It will be useful to other people.
Your enthusiasm, I mean, there's definitely a sense of enthusiasm that just comes out of you. And so I have to tell you, that has to be why you've enjoyed it all.
That's true. I do enjoy what I do.
Yeah, it's obvious. I mean, in your face and in the way you talk about it.
And I will be happy to finish the fundraising and use some of my enthusiasm for playing bridge, getting to be a better bridge player.
Well, you live by the golf course. Are you a golfer?
I play at it. I was a golfer when I was a teenager. I played golf for 30 years. I hit my peak when I was 17. It's been downhill ever since.
Dr. Krauss, is there anything you'd like to add in terms of, I'm going to say outstanding accomplishments, but I have to tell you, I think you've hit all the highlights.
I really think that when we have talked about my individual accomplishments, but the main, really and truly, the main thing in my life is the family. And I just thoroughly enjoy them and love every one of them, including all of my in-laws, who are absolutely the nicest people in the world.
It's very refreshing to hear. You don't hear that all the time, right?
Well, they're very special. And Seymour is just as great with my family. He's our Brock. We all look to him.
And are you still having Friday night dinners with the children? I mean, your children are in Pittsburgh. Do you get together on a regular basis with them?
Not as regularly as we should. Mainly because, I don't know, we're invited out.
I'm sorry.
You're being... not as much as I'd like to. One reason is that whenever I have a family for dinner, and I do it quite a bit, but not every week, because it's not just 7 of us, it's 22.
Mm-hmm. It's a party all the time.
And so I don't, that's, you know, every time I do it, Seymour said, that's ridiculous. Can't you just invite Rita and Milton, or can't you just invite Felice and Cindy? But somehow it works out that I invite everybody, and it is big. But Seymour has a yard sale tomorrow, so I didn't want to get too involved. Tonight we're taking my daughter and her husband to the opening of the exhibit of the Frick Art Museum. And Saturday I'm going to spend with Kathy. Sunday I'm taking a couple of them out to swim. So, yes, I'm always involved.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything else you'd like to add that we may have overlooked?
I think you've done a wonderful job, but I think you really have a complete story.
You know, it's very hard, since you've done all the interviewing your whole life. Now for us to be in the
room. Oh, I was really thrilled. I think I'm very honored.
And you certainly give of yourself very much in both the things you do, and you've done it in this interview.
Thank you very
much. You know, there are just a couple. I think that maybe I'll go with that. How do you contrast the way you raised your children with, you were doing three generations, and we should stop and ask you how you saw the difference in how you raised your children compared to how you were raised?
Not very much difference. Not very much difference. I did not have strict parents. My parents trusted me implicitly. I never had a curfew. I remember once when I had a boyfriend in high school, and my mother was so distraught one day, she said his father had called her and said, how can you let Kareem stay out until whatever? And she said, well, I never thought not to allow her to. You know, she knew I was a good girl. They were very trusting. And I was the same with my children. As long as I knew where they were going and who they were with.
And about the grandchildren?
Well, they're little, so no.
They're still very
and
little.
I don't raise them.
You just enjoy them.
That's right. No, they're raised completely differently from the way I was raised.
Yeah.
One thing I do, I don't remember if I did it for my children, my mother used to, the days out used to be going downtown. At least once a week, mother went downtown.
Dressed up with the white gloves.
And when she came home, invariably, she got presents for the kids from the 5 and 10. I mean, she just never went out without coming home with something for us.
It sounds like you had a really strong love of family and mm-hmm. a very strong family, even today.
Oh.
And
yeah.
Well, again, I'd like to thank you. I thoroughly enjoyed this.
Thank you, Marcy and Ruth. I enjoyed it too.
Well, we thank you, and I'm sure council will thank you.
You're welcome.